hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. It's a blessed sunshine day down here in Central Florida. I hope everybody else is having an awesome day as well. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, absolutely blessed. I'm sure everybody else would be happy that I'm back here at home again. And my audio feed will be much stronger today without a bunch of digitizing. Yesterday was awful. I apologize for that. So I'm glad I'm home, buddy. Had a good flight back down. So just blessed to be here, blessed to be back on the show with you guys. And I just tell you what, I'm glad to be back home with my listeners, and now I give you guys a lot better quality audio.
Absolutely. Well, first thing I want to start off on, because this is pretty bombshell today. I've been trying to do some more research. I've been trying to watch as much of the video as I could. If you guys saw today, 2.5 hours of vest cam footage from one of the SWAT team members that breached the building, that breached the room with Paddock's room in the Vegas shooting, has now been released after the Nevada Supreme Court refused a request by the Las Vegas Police Department to delay the release. Basically, the Nevada Supreme Court said no more. You guys have to release it now. Several media outlets had sued to obtain the 911 records and the body camera footage, and the police have been arguing against the release. They said it was going to cost way too much money, and it was basically going to force officers to relive the event. Total bogus. Now, what's interesting is even CNN played some of the video today, about 45 seconds of it, of the 2.5 hour footage. I went on numerous websites and numerous places that I could find this, and including one of them being Intel Hub that actually had the main part of it that I wanted to see. And they really, you want to talk about some fake news right now with CNN. Nobody is talking about the fact that the officers who breached the room blatantly say in the video there are no windows broken in this room. I kid you not, you can go watch it right now. They start off when they're in the doggone stairwell in ready position. They breach the door. The fire alarm goes off, which I thought was interesting, that the individual Paddock supposedly shot, 10,000 rounds from his room and never set off a fire alarm. They breach the room. The fire alarm goes off. There's never a single gunshot that I can find on any of the video footage, even though if you guys remember, they came out a few months ago and said that an officer had a negligent discharge in the room. Have not seen that at all. Paddock's body is basically blurred out on the body cam footage. He's laying on the floor, pretty much exactly how the photos are set up. The photos of the firearm sprawled everywhere are pretty much accurate. Then one of the officers, they're pushing apart the blinds. There's no breeze in the entire room. The room's dead silent after they get done clearing it, by the way. So if you've ever been to Vegas and you've been on top of a building up there, it's incredibly breezy. It's out in the desert. Not a single breeze, not a single curtains flapping, not a single sound of any type of airflow coming in the room. Then one of the officers walks from the side of the window and says, "We do not have a broken windows, Officer Corey." Then another one says, "Stand by, we've got curtains open on a window that's not broken. It is not broken. That's what he says on there. And officer also states that they found 13 rifles in the room, which completely contradicted what the media told us of what it went to 13, then it went to 18, then it went to like 20, then it went to like 28. And it was like, oh, there was a big joke. It was like, what was it, 50 of 100? He has a whole arsenal. I mean, he's got a whole platoon squad of rifles in there. It was ridiculous. They blatantly say we got 13 rifles in there. They're walking around for a long period of time, basically going through everything, and there's rifles everywhere. Cannot see a single piece of brass on the floor in the entire video.
None,
by the way, guys. None. No windows are broken. No brass is on the floor at all. This whole thing stinks to high heavens, and then CNN releases it today, and they say, oh, there's video footage now of the officers breaching the room of the gunman that killed down and mowed down, 500 people from his 32nd floor from Mandalay Bay. And they show like 30 seconds of the footage. First breach footage, then them walking around. And another thing that I noticed, I found to be very interesting in this video, when they breach the main hallway door that goes into the room, there's not a single gunshot hole in the door. Do you guys remember the interview of the individual Campos that went on Ellen DeGeneres for the one time, supposedly got shot in the leg after Paddock shot around 100 to 200 rounds through his hotel door down the hallway and wounded the security guard who got all this publicity for going on the Ellen DeGeneres show? And there's no holes in the door, guys. There's no brass on the floor. And what's also interesting is in part of the video, the officers, after they breach the door, they go to the other rooms in that on that hallway, that main floor on the 32nd floor, and they go in and talk to the people that are in bed, literally asleep half the way, wondering what's going on. Now, my next question is, if Paddock supposedly had been shooting thousands of rounds out of his window and literally minutes before had just shot 200 rounds down the hallway with a 5.56 caliber, people are still just in bed sleeping. They have no idea what the heck is going on. So I thought this was pretty crazy that this video got released now, Dad, and he blatantly says in the middle of the video, we do not have a broken window in the video on his body cam.
Well, I remember they were shooting from a different window as far as the video that you saw from the cabbie drivers and everything else. The flashes
yep.
weren't coming out of his window. We saw no flashes coming
nope.
out of his window. So, I mean, so
Zero.
Obviously, you know, we were reporting again accurately. I mean, this is just another staged event. Paddock was another patsy like Lee Harvey Oswald was, Jack Ruby. I mean, all the rest of them, it's just this is what they do. And Paddock had to die. If it was Paddock, remember he had the wrong eye color too, according to the coroner. It may have been somebody else. When you have an experienced pilot who can fly jets, et cetera, who's willing to run drugs or do whatever he is doing and running guns or whatever he was doing with these jets he had with the CIA, they don't want to kill those guys. These experienced pilots are worth a lot of money to these guys because, number one, they're compromised, and number two, they're very gifted as far as their talents. I mean, guys, it's you know, you start flying these light jets, you better know what you're doing. I mean, some of these planes don't have real good handling characteristics. I mean, you know, you get things like maybe a Citation 2 or something like that that handles very well. You start getting some of these other planes with these swept-back wings like Citation 10s, which I don't know what the DEA is running. Those planes got to land pretty doggone hot. So you got to have a pilot that knows what they're doing to land these aircraft. And so to go in and start killing their pilots doesn't make a whole lot of sense, Austin, especially when the guy that they autopsied had the wrong eye color. Now, remember, only half of the people supposedly who were killed in Vegas were basically autopsied, if even that many. Remember what Robert David Steele said when he came on our show right after this happened. He said that this was a fully staged event. They had the wound makeup artists on site that basically people were laying there with wounds that weren't even shot or hit. One man who was going around trying to do triage and they were thought thereby was dead comes over and says, this guy's got a pulse, guys. Come here and get him. Get out of here. What are you doing here? He says, well, I'm a first responder. This guy's alive. Well, he wasn't supposed to be alive. He was supposed to be playing dead. This is a nightmare. The fact that our country is this compromised from a moral standpoint and that we've allowed our leadership of this country to come in and pull crap like this over and over and over and over and over again, working with outside intel agencies like the Mossad, like MI6, you know, with the CIA internally operating in the United States, which is not supposed to do, and we see all of this stuff happening over and over again. Why? Because they want to take our rights away. They want to take our rights to own guns away. Now, interesting, by the way, remember I came out last year and I told you that Deagle said that the population of our planet was going to drop down, the population of the United States was going to drop to about 50 million or 58 million people by 2025. Well, they've revised that estimate. Now, let me read you. This is a pretty good article. It says, Deagle makes a mysterious change to the 2025 population forecast for America as Bill Gates launches Grand Challenge, the holy grail of influenza research and bridging the valley of death. What the heck is this guy doing? While Microsoft founder and vaccine propagandist Bill Gates recently warned that the next deadly flu epidemic is just waiting around the corner and could quickly lead to the deaths of more than 30 million people, we're not the least bit surprised. He also claimed that a universal flu shot is the answer to prevent such a deadly pandemic. Guys, I'm telling you what they're doing. If they don't do it with a pandemic, they're going to do it with eugenics. They're going to try to take an entire population of people and not allow them to basically reproduce, and they're going to have to do something from a biochemical standpoint, a biology standpoint, to get the population to drop this much. Bill and Melinda Gates teaming up with Google co-founder Larry Page to launch the grand challenge of what they call the holy grail of influenza research, an attempt to develop a universal vaccine. Gates and Page are giving out individual grants of between $250,000 and $2 million over 2 years to those attempting to develop a universal flu shot, testing to begin in 3 years. Of course, who wants to be a guinea pig for this? Now, what's interesting about this is, now with Bill Gates dealing with this whole population agenda and all that he's doing, and why Deagle has basically made some very mysterious changes to their 2025 forecast, now they're saying it's going to be about 100 million people left in the United States versus 327 million currently. So about two-thirds of the population, as far as they are concerned, is going to check out in one way or the other. And again, this goes right back to the Georgia Guidestones that we've told you guys about so many times, in which they say they want 500 million people in perpetuity with the earth to continue to basically serve their masters. That's what this is all about. This is all about they have to have a group of people that are willing to serve them like robots or like slaves, because they don't want to have the ability. They want the ability to control the population, and they want to be able to breed workers and breed elite. Now, here's what they've done. This is brand new research. Scientists now are creating an embryo from stem cells without any eggs or any sperm in provocative research. Here we have it right there. You take these elite, whoever they are, these weirdos with this fallen angel DNA in them. You get stem cells from them. You clone them. That's what they're doing here. You clone them from stem cells with no egg or sperm. Two different kinds of stem cells were combined and grew into an early embryo. This could create an unlimited supply. Here we go. Identical embryos and identical humans, a working class. It can create a soldier class. Here we go. Embryos failing to properly implant in the womb is a leading cause of infertility. Critics argue this technique may lead to cloning. Hello? They're already doing it. Science has been doing that for decades. Science say that as a relief, the technology will not work for humans in decades. Here's the real flash on that. It's already working on humans right now. That's what they're doing. They're letting you know in advance what they're going to do. No sperm, no egg. All they have to have is a donor with stem cells, and they can cut you and me out of the DNA pool and say, hey, guess what, guys? You didn't make the cut. We're not going to let you guys reproduce. You have to basically be chosen to reproduce. We're going to do this basically through the embryos that we want to produce. If you watched the last two movies ago with Superman, that's exactly what they did. Their planet had been developing embryos in a uterine chamber for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And this is what they did. And everybody had a designated class to go into. There were the worker bees, there were the soldiers, there were the elite, there were the rulers. This is what they want. If you don't qualify, you don't get to make babies, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's exactly what they're starting to do, and it's starting to become some really weird technology that they're pushing out there. And the whole thing with Deagle's very strange. I saw that article too today. I mean, although it's gone up, 50 million people in 2025, I mean, my question is, in 8 years, where's the rest of the 227 million people supposed to go? I mean, at the same time, in this very strange graph, it also shows that the U.S. military budget is going to go from $637 billion, which it is currently, to $32 billion per year. I mean, that's insane. I mean, the fact that they're going to push down, the only way I can see them doing that is turn the United States essentially into a third world country, and that's only 8 years away. So, I mean, there's some very weird stuff that they're seeing, and the problem is the Deagle.com, their sources are all the deep state. I mean, they're all deep state. They're U.S. Coast Guard, Department of Defense, Department of Air Force, U.S. Army, U.S. Marine Corps, U.S. Navy, CIA. I mean, that's what these guys are. It's all their links and sources for Deagle. So, I mean, it is the deep state. And so it's almost like they're intentionally warning you, hey, this is what's about to happen. You guys need to know what's going to happen in this country. You need to be prepared for it. We're letting you know right now before it happens. So very, very strange stuff. But also, too, in positive news today, up in Iowa, Iowa's Republican-controlled legislature has now just passed the most restrictive abortion ban in the United States, outlawing the procedure after any fetal heartbeat is detected, often at 6 weeks or earlier before a woman even realizes she's pregnant. The Senate voted 29-17 to pass the House of Representatives-approved bill. According to the legislator's online voting tally, the bill will now go to Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who is a very strong abortion proponent. It said it requires any woman seeking an abortion to undergo an abdominal ultrasound to screen for a fetal heartbeat. If one is detected, healthcare providers are barred from performing an abortion. Among the few exceptions are if women are raped or a victim of incest, and it has been reported that to the authorities. So, I mean, they just put a whole squash on abortion in Iowa if the governor actually passes this, and he has not said publicly whether or not he will sign the bill, but apparently he's been a very vocal opponent of abortion, and this is definitely one of the most restrictive abortion laws on the books in a very, very, very long time, Dad. So I really hope this governor signs this, because this will be something that will definitely be aimed at triggering a challenge to Roe versus Wade in the Supreme Court's 1973 landmark decision, when you have an entire state now that puts a law into place banning abortions before 6 weeks, essentially.
Well, I hope they pass it. I really do. You know, let me ask you guys a question, okay? You guys are like hanging out here by the fireplace and just chilling out with us today. Here's the deal. Let's say, for instance, we've got Cuba, and Cuba starts launching missiles into Florida or into the United States. And basically, Cuba keeps bombing Miami. Cuba keeps bombing Tampa. Cuba keeps bombing, you know, Jacksonville. And they just keep bombing us and sending missiles in. They said they launched their fighter aircraft. They get about 40, 50, 60,000 feet. They start sending missiles in. And basically they say, you know, we're going to bomb you because we don't like you, because we don't think you guys are doing what you're supposed to do. Okay? You know, we'd be pretty mad about Cuba doing that to us. And what would be funny is if suddenly we decided that we're going to bring in a new air defense system, and that as soon as they launch missiles at us, we are going to shoot their stupid missiles down and shoot their planes down because they keep bombing us. And suddenly Cuba says, if you try to defend yourself against the missiles, I'm going to unleash hell on you, and you're going to know that your life's coming to a quick halt because you're trying to defend yourself against our missiles. How dare you defend yourselves? You can't do it. Now, you think, well, that sounds crazy. Here we go. Get ready, guys. I'm about to tee up here. Here we get ready. Israel says it will definitely respond if Russia's S-300 systems are directed against the airplanes that are bombing Syria. Now, I don't even want to say about this. Israeli Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman has warned that Israel would react forcefully to any Syrian attack or defensive measures using the Russian-made S-300 air defense systems. Now, remember, these are air defense systems. Now, they're saying it's a Syrian attack because they don't want their planes shot down while they're bombing you. Israeli... I can't even make this stuff up, Austin. Israeli Minister Lieberman addressed on Thursday the recent tensions with Syria and warned that Israel would retaliate if Russian advanced missile systems were used to defend itself. If the Russian systems are target our planes, we will respond, the minister said in an interview with Russian newspaper. In my opinion, Assad, no criminal, there's no evidence of this, Assad is a war criminal who is responsible for the deaths of 500,000 of his country's citizens. I call that total BS. We're responsible for the 500,000 deaths because we invaded that country with the CIA. Lieberman added that the top Israeli official also explained that Israel will thwart every Iranian attempt to entrench itself in Syria. Now, that's why I wanted to use the Cuban analogy with you guys. Because, you know, there's a certain point when things get so stupid that even the people who don't listen to this show have to start thinking, what the heck? I got a bully beating the crap out of me. Now I want to start taking some karate lessons to defend myself so I don't get beat up all the time. And then the bully says he's going to come in here and kill me if I try to defend myself. Who talks like that, Austin? I mean, what kind of weird ego trip are these whack bags on over there, Austin? What do you think?
Yeah. Dude, as soon as you read that, I mean, I knew exactly where that was going to be headed, because they're trying to provoke something over there. Those guys over there in the Mossad in Israel are so bent on going to war in the Middle East. And it's funny to me because they're so arrogant about everything over there that, I mean, you're sitting there telling a sovereign country that is not threatening you, by the way. Syria has not thrown any threats at Israel. They have not said they're going to nuke Israel. They haven't said they're going to bomb Israel. They haven't said they're trying to do anything. They're trying to live in their own rubble over there, what we bombed them for literally almost the last decade now. And now Israel goes, if you defend yourself while we're bombing you, we're going to bomb you even harder next time with greater force. And, I mean, you literally literally can't even make this stuff up, guys. I mean, this is stuff that you think you'd see in, like, Marvel comic books. You know, this is like the big bad villain on the hill coming up with some diabolical plan to blow up somebody, and the Avengers come in and say, this is what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like with Israel now being this giant world villain, except nobody will call it out. Everybody says, oh, well, it's Israel. We have to support them no matter what they do. Get out of here, man. This is the most ridiculous stuff I've heard in a while. So I really hope we can de-escalate a situation over there. But as sad as it is to me, after what we saw with the U.S. and Israel bombing Syria with 100, you know, Tomahawk missiles last month, and now what they're doing again, they are going to eventually ignite a massive, massive world war over there. They're just doing everything they can to provoke it, and they're not going to stop, in my opinion. And that's where they're at now. Also, too, in other news, as more and more people become, you know, awake about vaccines, more and more laws are continually being put into place, either in the United States or in Europe. The European Union has already had residences that are pretty most of the residents in the European Union have less confidence in vaccine safety than people in any other region of the world. You guys, if you look that up, you know, most people in EU don't trust vaccines at all. Well, now the EU Parliament has thrown its considerable weight into the fray to promote EU-wide coordination of vaccine policy programs. Not content to let vaccination policy remain a competence of national authorities and basically let the countries decide, the Parliament now of Committee of the Environment, Public Health, and Food and Safety has adopted a resolution in March 2018 to promote stricter policies within and outside the EU. To carry out this aim, the EU Commission will present in 2018 a joint action to increase vaccination coverage and address vaccine hesitancy. Many observers of the European vaccine policy come out now and say Big Pharma is outgunning its civil society and nonprofit rivals in terms of lobbying, access, and influence. Each year, the awkwardly named European Federation of Pharmaceutical Industries and Associations is a subsidiary trade association of Vaccines Europe. It spends millions of euros. It holds hundreds of closed-door meetings with the European Commission members to achieve what one watchdog group characterized as a highly influential position in the EU pharmaceutical-related policymaking. So they are absolutely bent on mandating and forcing everybody to get these incredibly toxic vaccinations because, as you guys know, a lot of countries in Europe, they really don't vaccinate that much still. They're not, again, you know, they have some mild stuff you have to have, and but they're not anything. I mean, the United States is pretty much the most vaccinated country in the entire world, yet we also have the highest infant death rate of any single country in the world that basically is industrialized. And that's not a coincidence, guys. We also have, like, the highest rate of autism in the entire world now, and it's growing rapidly, yet we still have the highest rate of vaccinations in the world. These numbers are going together, and people are starting to wake up. And I love the word they use in here, vaccine hesitancy. What that means is they basically have to start spreading fake news on why vaccines are safe and more propaganda and more rhetoric to brainwash the general population into believing that they need to have their children shot up with almost 80-plus vaccines throughout their teenage and young life to make sure that they're safe from all the elements, Dad. But it's crazy how aggressive this entire vaccine scandal is getting, and again, something unprecedented that's never been done in any industry in the United States before is that in the 1987, we gave the pharmaceutical vaccine companies a big, giant pass that they cannot be sued for any reason whatsoever. They literally have immunity against lawsuits or any type of consequences because of what we gave them, which is, I mean, like I said, it's unprecedented. It's never been done in U.S. history before, Dad.
Well, they've got to get rid of the nationalists in the United States. They got to get rid of white Christians. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's what they want to do. And they want to get rid of any left of the white Christian race in Europe. They got it, you don't see it from the immigration that's happening in Europe right now. Nobody's paying attention. And, you know, of course, most people, like the Muslims, they'll probably get a pass as far as their immunizations because they'll say it's against their religion. I mean, now you can't even criticize Islam over in England. I mean, this is what's going to happen. This is what you can't, they don't have to be vaccinated. They're Islamic. They said they don't want to be vaccinated. We can't vaccinate them. We have to vaccinate the white people. They're the ones who got to listen to the Christians. Ah! Christian, yeah. Rock! You know, that's how they think. You got to remember something, guys. These Sabbatean Kabbalists, these Luciferians, these Druids, you know, pick a number, these fallen angel hybrid, this seed of Lucifer, whatever you pick it, whatever you want to call it, the synagogue of Satan. Pick a name, stick with it, do whatever you want to do with it. They've been called all of this stuff along, you know, for thousands of years. They consider themselves to be a superior species than Homo sapiens. They don't consider us to be humans. They consider us to be animals. They consider us to be like soulless brutes that need to be basically culled and treated like cattle. You know, I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. That's how they see us. They don't see us as a human with a soul. They see us as animals. So they don't care if they kill 200 million or 300 million people here in the United States or wipe out 8 billion or 6 billion or 5 billion population, whatever the planet gets up to. They don't care because they consider themselves doing a service to their Luciferian God from which they claim to have their DNA from the fallen angels. That's what these guys are. They consider themselves to be a separate species unto themselves that are superior to us. And, I mean, I could give you the book, chapter, and verses on this stuff and some of the books they write, but no point in doing that. But that's what they believe. They really believe that they're a superior race, superior species, and they've got the enlightenment through Lucifer, and we don't. And speaking of really stupid people, Maxine Waters quotes. I got to do this today, Austin. I apologize. This lady is dealing with single-digit IQs. I'm sorry. This woman is never going to qualify for Mensa. It's just not going to happen. Let me give you some of my favorite quotes to her. You can look it up. Maxine Waters' stupid quotes. You can do it. Guess what this liberal would be all about? The liberal will be about socializing. Uh-huh. Would be about basically taking over and the government running all your companies. Okay, well, if that makes any sense to anything that you guys are talking about, I have no idea. That's what she said. Here's another one. If sequestration takes place, that's going to be a great setback. We don't need to be having something like sequestration. That's going to cause these job losses. Over 170 million jobs could be lost. You can't even make this stuff up. If you call it a riot, it sounds like it was just a bunch of crazy people who went out and did bad things for no reason. I maintain it was somewhat understandable, if not acceptable, so I call it a rebellion. Wow. Policy, for most part, has been made by white people in America. She must be atavistic about us, too. Not by people of color. And they have tended to take care of these things that they think are important, whether it's their agricultural subsidies or other kinds of expenditures that are certainly not expenditures for poor people or for people of color. And so we have to work and band together to keep fighting back. I mean, it's just unbelievable that this lady comes up with all of this stuff. You know, Alan West is one of the best speakers, former congressman, in the United States. Colin Powell is a nice guy. I mean, you got a lot of people out there that are really good people that are telling the truth. But when Maxine Waters talks, it's almost like you're dealing with Forrest Gump. I mean, you're dealing with somebody that is so stupid that you can't even believe that she still maintains a congressional seat. By the way, Maxine Waters says to Kanye West, "Don't you talk out of turn." That's what her quote was. Maxine Waters talks a lot of nonsense. For example, see her repeated claims that Trump's impeachment is imminent, but that's fine. She's an American. However, an elected official telling a private citizen to wait his turn to exercise his First Amendment rights is not so fine. Quote, Kanye West is a very creative young man who has presented some of the most revolutionary material in the African-American community, Waters told Politico. Then she added, but we also think that sometimes Kanye West talks out of turn and perhaps sometimes he needs some assistance in helping him to formulate some of his thoughts. This is the same lady who's a blithering idiot with a single-digit IQ telling Kanye West, who's trying to come clean and tell everybody what's going on, that he can't talk. He needs help formulating his thoughts. Austin, you can't make it up. This lady probably thinks that, I don't even know what to say about this lady. She has set a new level of dumb that I've never heard before. And I cannot believe she continues to get reelected. So I'm out of words here. What do you think?
No, it's pretty outlandish, man. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff that she said, too. And I can barely even watch her because, I mean, it's literally, it's like watching somebody that's pretty much mentally handicapped try to come up with something on national television. The fact that she's a representative for us, I mean, for this country, is actually an embarrassment to me. And as you said, I don't know how she keeps getting reelected. I really don't. You know, I mean, what they're trying to do now with Kanye West is, whether this is a publicity stunt on his end or not, I don't know. But all I know is that he's been pretty vocal about a lot of stuff, and he's been making a lot of sense lately. And the problem is now everyone wants to call him crazy again. I told you guys last year, a year and a half ago or so, when he had his concert sold out, 70,000 people, and he went and stopped the concert for like 45 minutes and went on a rant about the media and the music industry and everybody behind him. And a few days later, he was involuntarily Baker acted. He's starting to wake up. His programming is getting shut down. He's starting to figure out who runs everything, and he's trying to let everybody know what's going on. And the thing is, if you do this now, this is what I've seen so much, because this is what we talked about yesterday with the politically correct nonsense and everything, because it all ties in together. Whether you say something that somebody doesn't agree with now, you're basically a racist or you're being offensive. If you say something that's basically along the lines that doesn't go with the mainstream narrative, you're considered crazy or a nutbag. And this is what goes back to why I told you guys it's so dangerous of the law that they passed in Florida and that they're trying to pass nationwide of the mental health restrictions on firearm ownership when they deem you to be crazy, like they did the individual down here in South Florida a few weeks ago, and they'd go to a judge and say, we did a wellness check, we find this individual to be crazy, he basically thinks that Obama is satanic, and he believes the government's out to get him, and he's just a nutbag, so we need a court-ordered warrant to go in and strip him of his Second Amendment rights, and then Baker Act him as well, and then once he gets out, he can try to get his guns back eventually if he can prove that he's sane. This is where it's starting to go. And if nobody can see this and understand this, then you're living with your head in the sand, guys. These are the common sense gun laws that these liberals want. That term that they use, it's to shut down any opposition. It's
That's
to take
right.
any dissident, any disagreement, anything that anybody says that does not go along with the leftist lines that push the globalist agenda. You're either with the leftists or you're crazy. Just like Bush said, you're either with us invading Iraq for no legitimate reason, or you're with the terrorist. It's very clear how they've done this now, and they've polarized everybody. You're either with us in your agenda, and you want to be a globalist, and you're for socialism, and you're for this entirely strange just ideology that we're pushing now, and you want your children to be indoctrinated into this LGBTQ, purple Q, green RS, whatever ideology, and you want to have your kids vaccinated, and you want to eat glyphosate, and you want to drink fluoride, and you want to make sure you get all your pharmaceutical drugs every month, you're either on that line or you're crazy. And that's what they're slowly doing, guys, and everybody has to be aware of that, because they can't do it all at once. They can't just come out all of a sudden and say, this is it, you're crazy or you're this. They can't do that. So they have to slowly get these laws and statutes in place to slowly push us against the wall, so they know we're not going to have any options left at the very end. That is why they're so bent on taking away our Second Amendment rights. But I mean, when I watched that video today, guys, of that body cam footage, and they're in that hotel room. I suggest everybody watch that footage. And they're walking around, and there's not a single blind that's blowing in the wind. There's not a single breeze. There's nothing moving in the entire room. It's dead silent when they're walking around there after they actually clear everything. And then you turn around and you watch that video, and then you go to CNN, because I was really curious. I wanted to see if CNN was even going to address this entire video got released, and they did. And they released about 45 seconds of it, and they chopped it up. They're about 5 or 10 second bits, chop, 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 chop. And then about halfway through, they show a photo of Paddock, and then they show photos of the outside of the building when the windows broke the next day, and they say the most casualty-producing mass shooting in U.S. history. And then they show again a bunch of photos of guns, and then they go back to like 5 seconds inside the room of the body cam footage, then they cut to another clip, and that's it. There's like 30 to 40 seconds of actually inside the room on CNN. This is what they're doing. This right here is a perfect example of fake news and what they're doing to completely and totally distort the minds of the population into believing their lives and taking them to heart to believing they're true, Dad. But this is a war on our minds. It really truly is. A lot of people have heard that statement already. But this is This is a war on information that they're trying to do right now to make everybody either go to the left side or go to what they consider the crazy side, which in reality is the Christian, patriotic, constitutional-loving Americans that want to support our freedoms and liberty and are going to do anything we have to protect it, Dad. That's the side that I'm on, and that's the side that they hate so bad.
Well, that's why they're trying to destroy the white people. I mean, gosh. I mean, it's blatantly obvious. I mean, you know, look at the autism rates. Was it 1 in 38 now in boys? 1 in 38? 1 in 38.
Yeah.
That's what they're admitting to. I mean, I did the whole study. I read it all out to you guys just the other day. And what did MIT say? By 2025, half the boys, and by 2035, all the girls? No, 2025, half, by 2030 or 2035, all children, all boys, all girls will all have autism. Everybody. Now, of course, it's never going to get that bad because there are going to be people like me and Austin that are saying, how about no, we're not going to eat glyphosate, we're not going to happy drink bug spray, and we're not going to put aluminum injections in our kids. That's our group, okay? We're the ones they say that are crazy. We're the ones that don't want to put poison in
them. Yeah.
I mean, they think through this for a second, Austin. Think through this. You're in my kitchen. And I get some bug spray out, or I get some glyphosate out, or I get some toxic stuff out, or I get some methanol out. Let's say I do paint thinner. I get paint thinner, and I show you the bottle that says this product is methanol. It cannot be made non-poisonous. If ingested, contact the poison control center immediately. If you drink this, you probably will go blind. You're going to have all kinds of problems if you don't die. And I say, okay, why don't we do this? I'm going to take a little squirt of this and put it in a glass of water and have you drink it. You'd look at me and you'd go, Dad, you're losing it. What's wrong with you, Dad? Dad, you're going to have to go back here and take some more B-complex or something. You're stressed out too much. I'm not drinking methanol, okay? And I look at you and I say, I don't want you to drink methanol. I'm trying to make a point. Here's the point. 10% of aspartame is methanol. Why are you putting it in your body? I mean, think through that for a second. It's paint thinner. It cannot be made non-poisonous. But yet people continue to ingest it. By the millions of liters were full every year. I mean, so we got all these people drinking all this poison, wondering why their brains aren't working anymore. And this is the goal, Austin. Remember, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, Druids, whatever you want to call them, these guys are sorcerers. They're wizards. They use dark arts through human sacrifice to control the energy field around the planet, to control the thoughts and the hearts and the minds. This is like that Jedi mind game you watch on Star Wars. There's nobody here you want to see. You move on, and they okay. That's what they do. They've got this whole little energy field that runs around the planet that they manipulate through human sacrifice. See, we're all interconnected. All of us have a heart that puts out this huge energy field, throws like 20 feet out. You get around somebody you don't like, your heart kind of goes, I don't like that person. Okay? That's the energy field's clashing. See, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we've got the energy field of God permeating us. You get around a non-Christian who's heathen, who's cussing, who's doing all these crazy things. You're like, I don't want to really be around you. You're not real cool to me. Our energy fields don't go together right. All these energy fields encompass this huge energy matrix, along with the magnetic field. I've done whole shows on this around the planet. This is what they manipulate. That's why the Bible says that they put basically a veil around the hearts of the unbelievers so they cannot see and know the truth. This is how they do it, through the druidic human sacrificial practices and all the stuff that they do. There's like a joint energy field that encompasses the entire planet. This is what they do. They control it with the airwaves. They control it through beta waves, alpha waves, theta waves. All these different things they use all of the time in their broadcast. They have the certain colors they use, a certain cadence they use, a certain positioning of the head. All of these things are constant. Certain scripts they read on purpose. It's all about this energy field they're controlling. Look what CNN's doing now with this paddock investigation with Vegas. 45 seconds, they completely spin it again because they can't break the narrative. Because the narrative now has been going 6, 8, 9 months now, and they don't want to break the narrative because they don't want people to wake up. Because like I said, once you finally wake up, you may not go back to sleep again unless you put the IV back in of the immunizations and the fluoride and all the other trash you want to put into your bodies. Guys, it's so important that you keep clean in your body and you don't put a bunch of junk in your system, and that you basically continue to pray every day and stay in communication with the Most High and have the infusion of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. Keep being filled is what the Word says. Here's an interesting article. Not salt, but sugar may be a leading cause of kidney stones for you guys who are suffering with kidney stones. If you're at risk or have had a kidney stone, you have probably been advised to cut your salt intake. Long forgotten is that salt has been known to reduce the risk of kidney stones in animals. There you go. If you're at risk or have kidney stones, you basically probably need to eat more salt. Consuming a high salt diet causes an increased loss of calcium in the urine, so the theory is that cutting salt will reduce the amount of calcium in the urine, in turn decreasing the risk of kidney stones, but the theory has been promoted for years. However, long forgotten is the salt has been known for decades to reduce the risk of kidney stones in animals. When consuming more salt, animals will increase their intake of water, which dilutes the urine and reduces the risk of kidney stone precipitation, and the same thing occurs in humans. Indeed, supplementing with an extra 3,000 milligrams of sodium per day, which is found in about 1 1/3 teaspoons of salt, giving them over 5,300 milligrams of sodium per day, or about 1 1/3 teaspoon of salt, which is more than twice the recommended amount of sodium intake, has been found to lower the risk for calcium stone formation. Again, this is because the increased salt intake increases the water fluid intake, increasing urinary output, and reducing the supersaturation of calcium oxalate in the urine. In other words, a greater salt intake means a greater fluid intake, which causes a more dilute urine and less risk for kidney stone formation. Guys, think through this. The liver's got to deal with all this mess coming through the blood from the intestinal tract. But then the blood's flowing through the body, and it's got to go through the kidneys. It's got to get purified. If you're dealing with blood sludge and your blood's way too thick, your blood pressure's going up. Your risk of kidney stones is going up. Your risk of heart disease is going up. Your risk of diabetes is going up. Your risk of amputation is going up because of the gangrene. All of these things happen because of blood sludge to some degree or another. You got to keep your blood thin. That's why you need to be drinking half your body weight in purified water, distilled water, we recommend, in ounces every single day. So if you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of water a day. That's 10 ounce glasses. It's not that much. I hammer water. I'm always drinking water. Guys, that's why we've got a brand new distillation system that we just came out with. It's on the website. Great, great product. We worked with one of our suppliers getting the product. And guys, it's a phenomenal product. And guys, distillation is the best thing because it separates the water from the junk and allows you to drink purified water. I always tell folks, Austin, it's kind of like this. Either you're going to use a filter or you're going to be a filter. You're going to get your fluoride. You're going to get your junk. You're going to get your calcium carbonate. You're going to get your doggone pesticides and herbicides and all the other junk they find in waters. Some of the major cities in the country have up to 50 known carcinogens in the water supply alone. And the thing that's crazy about it, guys, nobody wants to think about it because they're feeding it to their kids. Don't do that. Get your kids good, clean water. Drink more water. Eat salt. Make sure you get the kind of salt we sell at the office. It's a great product. I use it on everything. And it does indeed make you drink more water. Austin, what do you think?
Oh, it does. I mean, it's funny because you hear that a lot of times with people. They're like, oh man, you know, I'm trying to watch my blood pressure, this or that. So I'm like on a no salt diet. And I'm like, whoa, that's really hard on the heart, man. I said, well, yeah, if you're talking about straight sodium chloride white bleached table salt, yeah, you don't need to be using that. But that's not what you need to be eating in the first place. We have the Redmond salt, which is actually mined out of Utah, about a mile down in the ground out of multiple different salt beds, and is loaded with minerals. If you look on the back of it, it's not just sodium chloride. It's loaded with a plethora of other minerals that it's designed to be with to balance it out. See, the crazy thing is, and it's not crazy, it's awesome, but it's a crazy idea for some people, is that God put a lot of this stuff on the planet already for us to be able to utilize to stay healthy and heal ourselves with. So when you think about it, when, say, go back 1,000 years, when people needed salt for their food, did they really go out and get it out of salt water and then put it in salt beds and let it dry out and then hit it with bleach and then all kinds of other chemicals to stabilize it and then put it in their salt shaker? No, probably not. They used salt beds and areas that they could collect salt from out of the ground, like in Utah, like areas that are over there in the Himalayas. And they go and they use that and they salt their food with it. And they could store meat up for long periods of time and everything else. That's how they used it. And so when you start looking at this stuff, it's almost like the more man gets involved in it and the more we try to basically twist it and distort it and preserve it and chemicalize it and everything else to it, the worse it gets. That's why we try to use the cleanest, most natural, plant-derived, bioavailable nutrients that we can. That way they're fully bioactive. Your body absorbs them. You're not dealing with stuff like, you know, cyanide cobalamin, which is a synthetic cyanide-derived B12 that actually only converts about 30% compared to methylated B12, which we use, which converts at pretty much 100% conversion, right? The body uptakes it immediately. And on top of that, after you convert the cyanide in your liver, you basically have free cyanide that your body has to deal with. And they've even shown that large doses of cyanide cobalamin B12 is actually toxic to the liver. So when you put stuff like that in your body, what do you expect to get out of it? So if you're going to spend the money, if you're going to take care of your body, if you're going to try to keep it operating at optimal condition all the time, spend a little bit extra money. It's the same thing Dan and I talk about all the time. If you go buy a real nice motorcycle or you buy a sports car or something, are you going to buy the cheapest fuel you could possibly get? You're like, oh, I'm not going to the racetrack to get, you know, high-octane fuel or race gas. I'm going to go to the flea market. I heard they got good fuel on sale over there. It's a little old. It's been sitting around for about 2 or 3 years, but they got great prices on that really cheap sludge gas over there. That's when I'm going to put my new Corvette or my new Porsche or my new Ferrari, because I don't want to spend the extra 50, 60 cents a gallon on real fuel. I'd rather buy the sludge cheap stuff that they can't even figure out what to do with it, so they just try to sell it. That's what they're doing with a lot of stuff, guys. A lot of these supplements that you see at the store that are tabletized, that are covered in shellac, literally, lacquer, they don't even have real nutrients in them. Most of them are just derived from other things that they can't figure out anything else to do with them with, so they throw it in there. They're just complete and total garbage. It's the same thing like if you're trying to increase your protein intake, so you're trying to drink protein shakes. You're working out a lot, you're leaning up, you're getting in shape for the summer, you want to throw in an extra shake or two during the day to get additional protein. You go and get your whey protein. Well, a lot of people, you know, they'll go to the store like Walmart, and they'll go buy the biggest can they can for the cheapest price they can. They don't realize that that whey protein has been heated sometimes 4 and 5 times. It's the byproduct of milk and cheese production. It literally falls on the processing floor of the cheese facilities a lot of times in piles, and they scoop it up, throw it in 55-gallon drums, and sell it to the highest bidder that they can get the most amount of money out for it, usually for pennies on the pound with that cheap stuff, and it's completely denatured. It has no bioactive properties to it whatsoever. It's usually from cows that have been treated with antibiotics, with hormones, with steroids.
Right.
You name it. These cows are pumped full of it, trying to keep them alive until they either slaughter them or kill them from over-milking them. And then they turn around, they say, okay, we got this, we got this, we got this, well, we got this whey protein on the floor. What do you want to do with it? Sell it. Throw it in a can. Bodybuilders will buy it. They'll buy anything. I can make that joke because I used to be a bodybuilder. And it's ridiculous when you go and you look at this stuff and a lot of it where it's sourced from, they put sucralose. They put Red 40. They put artificial flavors. They use the cheapest whey protein and they turn around and want to sell it for 30, 40 bucks a can. And everybody wonders why you feel horrible when you drink it. You bloat out. You get brain fog. You don't have any appetite. You get diarrhea. And you're like, golly, well, I'm going to keep drinking it. Is this going to make me big? It's probably not going to make you big. It's probably going to keep making you sick. Just letting you know that. So that's why with our whey protein, we get our cold processed whey from New Zealand, imported all the way from New Zealand, because New Zealand has the strictest bovine laws in the world. They only have nuclear reactors in that country, and they have the absolute purest whey you can physically get, and that's what we use in our protein. And if you say, you know what, I don't want whey, I want something cleaner, or I want something non-dairy-derived, non-beef-derived, we have our organic, non-GMO pea and rice protein concentrate and our ultimate multiple fit food vegan with our ultimate multiple formula in it. That's a great formula as well that we have a 3-pack on. So there's all these options for really high-quality nutrients that we produce, that we take ourselves, that you can get with us at Health Masters without going to the store and buying the garbage, because what you put in your body now is going to reflect your health in the future, and
that's
especially
right.
with your kids.
That's
what your kids eat now when they're 2, 5, 5, 6, 10, 15, it's going to affect them when they get older, and you're the only person responsible for what they eat right now, because they're not going to the store, they're not buying this stuff, they're not bringing it home, you are. So you have to take responsibility for that. And I apologize for everybody for ranting on you about that. I got a couple emails this week of people that were kind of arguing about stuff, and so sometimes I like to answer these questions on people ask me why our products are so expensive. They work. That's why they're so expensive, because we use real nutrients, real products, real supplements that actually work, and we don't get them for cheap pennies on the dollar from China like Walmart does. We pay a lot of money, as they are processed here in the United States, right in Central Florida, at an FDA-approved laboratory that we oversee and visit all the time to make sure we're getting the highest, purest, cleanest supplements that not only our family takes, but you guys take as well, and we appreciate you guys for the support on that.
You know, Austin, years ago I had a Corvette. Love Corvettes. I've had several Corvettes over the course of my lifetime. And I hit the wrong button one time with the fuel tank. Instead of putting the 93 octane in it, I put the 87 octane in it. And that thing was it was awful. It was horrible. It ran so bad. I bet it lost half its horsepower. And all I could do was think, oh my gosh, I waited and waited and waited to use that tank of fuel up. And then finally I put the premium in it, threw some injector cleaner in it to try to clean the thing running right. And finally, after a couple of tanks of gas, I got it running right again. Same way your body is. Your body is a high-performance machine. By the way, it came with an owner's manual. It's called the Bible. It's called Leviticus, and it's called Deuteronomy. And God actually tells you what to put in your body and how to keep your body healthy. In fact, think about this. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy were the actual books that were given to Moses by God himself when he's up on the mountain while the Israelites were down there having an orgy with a golden calf. I might just add that for a second. And so that's probably my point. That's what happened. Read the book. I'm not making it up. If you think I'm making it up, read it, the book. It got so bad when he came off the mountain, he had to say, okay, who's with me on this side? Who's with me on that side? And earthquakes swallowed a bunch of them up. Now, if I make it up, tell me. You read it yourself. It's what the Bible says in the book of Exodus. But in Deuteronomy and Leviticus, it talks about specific guidelines for health. I mean, it says, this is what you need to do if you want to stay healthy. If you want to be really healthy and feel great, do this and you'll be blessed. If you don't do this and eat this stuff, you're going to be cursed. And we talked about last week, the diseases of the damned. And guys, you think, well, we're under grace. Well, you were under grace. That's a fact. But we're still under natural law. That's what the law of gravity is all about. By the way, let's talk about what's going on in Venice real quick. Venice, Italy. Venice tourist crackdown is spreading across Italy as military checkpoints are being placed everywhere to force people into funnels to be inspected and x-rayed and padded down, whether they want to be or not. Guys, I told you the last time I went over there that all throughout Italy, they were having metal detectors, pat-downs. I mean, going into cathedrals in Italy, they've got metal detectors and pat-downs for people going into churches. I said, you know what, I'll pass. I'll just look at the church on the outside and I'll be happy. Happy I saw from the outside because I've seen it from the inside before the tyranny cracked down. But guys, when you're bringing in millions of people into countries in Europe, and a lot of these people really hate Christians, and we kind of really hate them, you know, you got to be careful, because now all of a sudden they may want to start blowing up Christian monuments and killing people who attend these types of things. So now Italy is having a big pushback, and a lot of protesters actually took down the checkpoints. They said, no, we're not going to do it. Because I've been to Venice a couple times. Beautiful city. Expensive. Oof. If you're going to go there, stay on points. That's all I can tell you if you got hotel points. If you're going to go there, just stay on points. It's too expensive. Otherwise, it's ridiculous. But what's interesting about it is it's so crowded, especially in the summertime. I can't even imagine what checkpoints in Venice are like in the heat of the summer, especially at high tide when everything's flooded and you got dead pigeons floating everywhere. I can't even imagine what that's like, and the stench of sewage and the stench of dead fish. I mean, I just thought I'd mention all that. If you're going to go to Venice, go in the springtime when it's cool and it doesn't smell as bad, or go in the fall when it's cool and it doesn't smell as bad, and when the tourist lines aren't so long. Beautiful place to visit. Everybody needs to go there at least once in your life. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. But hit it at the right times of the year. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of acting like a travel agent right now. I wasn't trying to do that. Guys, I apologize. How this is a show on health and world news, not on tourism. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. You know, I'm glad I got good signal today. I'm glad we got a better quality show. I had the privilege this morning of praying for you guys, and I tell you what, it just, it makes my day when I get to hang out with you guys and do shows and have you here around my fireside chats. I call these little shows we do. You know, I love you. I just appreciate you so much. This morning I had one of those aha moments with God, you know, just when I was still up in North Carolina before we flew down. And I tell you what, it was early this morning. And I thought, you know, God, you're so good. You're such a wonderful God, and you want to bless us and be good to us, and you want your people to be healthy. You don't want us to suffer the diseases of the damned. You want us to be blessed. But guys, it's a two-way street. If you're willing and obedient, the word says you'll eat the fruit of the land. Willing and obedient. Guys, take care of your bodies. Do the best you possibly can. And thanks. Hey, thanks for listening. And if you guys, even if you don't get supplements from us, and I thank you that if you do, pray for us. We pray for you too. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Also, go ahead and close it up. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely, man. Glad you had great signal today, too. I told you guys yesterday on the show, we get it worked out today, and we did. So I'm glad that I was able to make good on my promise with that. So, yes, we appreciate all the support, guys, and thank you for getting your supplements through us. And like Dan said, if you don't, we still appreciate your support. Thank you for your prayers. And we're all in this together. We're all in this fight, and we all have to keep doing the best we can to expose what's really going on. That's why after I saw that video today, I said, man, everybody on our show's got to know about this. Everybody's got to see what I've said from the beginning, that was a staged flag. Everybody's so wrapped up in all this stuff right now, so, you know, with Kanye West or with Trump and with Mueller, and there's all significant things going on right now, but a lot of this stuff is always obfuscation to keep us from looking at what's really, really going on. That's why nobody wants to talk about a lot of this stuff in the mainstream media. So we appreciate your support, guys. Thank you for emailing us, and thank you for calling us whenever you need anything via health-related, 1-800-726-1834. That's our 1-800 phone number here at Health Masters. And be sure to check out the website for all of your supplement needs if you need anything at all. Like I said, we have a lot of stuff on special. You know, the Fit Food 3-Pack special, the HGH Stimulate special, a lot of stuff like that we're always doing, because people call up all the time. They say, well, what deals do you have? What coupons do you have? You know, we don't run coupon codes all the time simply because they're not very cost-effective. We honestly do that just as basically a courtesy to our customers. We want you guys to be able to have, you know, even bigger discounts. But, you know, a lot of times it just becomes very difficult because it's just, you know, we operate on a very slim margin. So when we have specific things that we can add things together like kits and three packs, we can move a little bit more product and give you guys a bigger discount. So we always try to keep that stuff active. And then, of course, we have our very interactive product of the week that we always encourage you guys to go on and vote on healthmasters.com. The current winner that won yesterday was the Ultimate Multiple Chewable. That's our Ultimate Multiple formula that's well known across the board. Everybody loves it. We have it in the powder capsules and also chewable. It's on sale right now for over 10% off, so be sure to check that out on the website. And also be sure to vote for the other products that are going to win next week and let us know what you want to win and vote for it. We appreciate you guys. We love you. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.